Mayor Adams' administration has shifted gears and changed the location of New York's first tent city to house asylum seekers from the southern border. The controversial tent complex was supposed to be located at Orchard Beach in the Bronx, but last night City Hall announced that it would be located on Randall's Island instead. WNYC's Jake Offenhartz was at the mayor's media availability in Randall's Island this afternoon, and WNYC's Arya Sundaram is also with us. She's a reporter with our Race and Justice Unit. So, Jake, you were with the mayor this afternoon. What did he say about why the city moved what they're calling humanitarian emergency response and relief centers? Why are they moving it from Orchard Beach to Randall's Island?
We got a few different answers from the mayor today. First, he said that he wanted to ensure safety for asylum seekers. He also said that Randall's Island was actually a more cost-effective location, despite the fact that the tents had already been set up at Orchard Beach.
It's not about money loss. It's using our dollars smartly. We made the decision to shift to Randall's Island, and it's because it's more cost-effective to do so.
So I reached out to a City Hall source about this, and basically what I was told is that the city was watching this weekend as the lot at Orchard Beach started flooding. It was really filled with water. They'd been warned repeatedly that Orchard Beach was flood-prone, but I don't think they realized the extent of it until this storm. The mayor talking about it being more cost-effective was really a reference to the fact that the city was going to have to take these flood mitigation measures that they maybe weren't ready to do initially.
So you were on Reynolds Island this afternoon. What did you see there, and how did it look to you?
Well, it was definitely wet. There were some puddles, but I don't think it was as bad as what we saw in those videos of Orchard Beach. I will note, though, that part of the area is in this high-risk flood zone, according to the city's map. As my colleague reported, there was a tropical storm nearly a decade ago that transformed the whole area into basically a mud pit during Governor's Island. It's also very clear when you're on Randall's Island that it's not publicly accessible to transit or the rest of the city. There's one bus that goes on and off the island. The administration, I think, would counter that it may be more centrally located than Orchard Beach, and that it's only meant for short-term processing, so migrants are not supposed to be staying there for a really long period of time.
Arya, you've also been covering this story, and as Jake was saying, the mayor has come under a lot of criticism for the plan to house asylum seekers in these tent complexes. So have you heard yet what advocates and elected officials are saying about this latest announcement?
Mm-hmm. And so about 2 weeks ago, when the mayor first announced this whole relief center plan, some of the major housing rights watchdogs like Legal Aid Society and the Coalition for the Homeless gave him the benefit for the doubt. They said they had a lot of questions, but they didn't outright oppose the plan. And today they took a much more forceful approach. They called on him to abandon the tent city plan entirely because of weather and public transit concerns. And that's what some other elected officials are also saying. They said that they haven't gotten enough notice. And Councilmember Diana Ayala, who represents Randall's Island, said she just found out yesterday, about an hour before the mayor's announcement, about the decision to move this center to Randall's Island. And she said the city should look into other options, like underutilized hospitals or schools that have shut down.
So Mayor Adams says asylum seekers have strained the city's shelter system since they first started coming to New York in significant numbers over the spring. Is that true? And do the emergency relief centers, these tent cities, violate the city's right to shelter rules?
So the number of people entering the shelter system definitely has shot up in the last 6 months by about 30%. Although the number of people in the shelter system is definitely lower than its peak during former Mayor Bill de Blasio's years. And the city does say that this influx of asylum seekers is responsible for the rise in people entering the shelter system. And on your question about the city shelter rules, the city has this legal requirement going back 4 decades to give all homeless people a shelter that meets certain basic conditions, like with beds 3 feet apart and 10 inches wide. But the Adams administration and city officials have repeatedly said that these new centers, these new tent cities, are entirely separate from the city shelter system and not subject to the same rules.
Jake, this Randall's Island complex, it's supposed to be just the first, or rather, the Orchard Beach was supposed to be the first, the Randall's Island being the first for real of the emergency relief centers. Do we know if and when the city plans on opening more and where they might be?
We don't know where exactly, but the city has definitely alluded to the fact that there will likely be more. They have talked seriously about putting at least one of these centers on a cruise ship. We've also heard from elected officials that maybe armories could work, like the Bedford Armory or the Park Avenue Armory. There are definitely issues there, and you know, there's a lot of pros and cons to a lot of these spaces. Today, Adams actually said that he was in touch with the governor about possibly sending some of these migrants upstate. We didn't get really any more details about where that would be or what that would look like, but we'll definitely be tracking that in the coming days.
WNYC's Jake Offenhartz and Arya Sundaram, thanks so much to you both.
Thanks, Sean.